I think we've got a chance to be a good defense. We've got a lot of guys back that have played a lot of football around here. That doesn't mean you're going to be good. We've got to find some leadership. We've got to develop some depth on our D-line a little bit. If those things happen, we got a chance to be pretty good. We've got some guys that can run around, which is very encouraging. We got, you know, a young linebacker, a DJ Nader, a Cody Mathewson, a Corey Kronk. You know, those young guys want to play now, you know. Landon Zapital, you know, they're just itching to play at the linebacker spot. Unfortunately, I got everybody back. That's a good problem to have, though. But we're going to be really deep at linebacker. I don't know if I've ever had this many good players. And that's sort of exciting. It's going to be I'm going to be hard pressed to divide up some reps, you know. But that's a good problem to have. So, you know, I'm excited about that. Our back end, we've got a lot of kids, a lot of guys. We'll have the same problems there. Probably, you know, the one question mark would be some depth up front, and that's what we need to develop a little bit. So.
And what are some things you try to work on initially here, and to make sure that they're
fundamentals,
ready to go?
John. This is all about finding a chance. Who are the best fundamental players we got? You know what I mean? And who can we trust on the field to do our stuff? And if we can develop that with good technique and good fundamentals, that other stuff will take care of itself. You know, the kids all want to do well, but we got to find the guys, our best 22 guys, and then and you know, go to war with them, and then find good special team players that can make some plays as well, which a lot of our defensive guys do. But that fundamental stuff is really important.
Now, you touched a little bit about it with the heat as last week or so, just been a furnace out. And obviously it's something you deal with for the most part every year at this time, maybe not to the extent you've had to this year. But does that affect or change a little bit of what you tried to accomplish the first week or so?
Yes and no. You got to watch them. You know, Jeff and our trainers do a great job of that. You know, we weigh all the kids before practice and afterwards just to make sure we monitor where they're at. We have hot ice tubs in the locker room. The kids get in that ice. They actually sit in an actual ice tub for about 10 minutes. It really brings back their legs a little bit. Honestly, the heat's not as bad as this humidity.